Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful spring day, and the cool breeze of the wind is blowing. Just the ideal time. It's wonderful to be alive. And, of course, we're going to be bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And this afternoon, our guest is going to be Joan Vian. And ordinarily, Joan goes to many of the international meetings and rubs shoulders with the movers and shakers, the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Illuminous, call them what you will, the people who make the world go around, the financial magnates, or maggots, if you prefer to call them that, who really rule the world from behind the scenes. And, of course, her work, other than as a reporter, is as a financial advisor. So I asked Joan to come on and tell you about the work that she does as a financial advisor. Joan, pick up the story from there.
Pick up the story. This is my life story, Dr. Stan.
Okay.
As many of you know, if you listen to Dr. Stan's program, I've started to advertise on his radio show. I haven't really done any advertising for the last, 13, 15 years that I have covered global meetings, but at this point, I think it's good that people know what I do and that I'm available. I think that there are a lot of questions. There's a lot of confusion. That's what I have helped people sort out in my 25 years in the investment field. I remember I started when the Dow had reached 1,100, and then it had a market correction, and it fell to 700, and, oh, everybody thought the sky was falling. Oh, my goodness. Oh, how could this happen? I'm ruined, and all kinds of things. Well, most of you know that the market's at 13-something, 13,300 and whatever. Today I didn't get the final figure, but it's down 149. The bottom line is that if somebody had stayed in the market, and I'm not a buy-hold person, but the point is that if they had stayed somehow invested in the market, that over a period of time they would have really made quite a lot of money. I am a certified financial planner. In fact, I taught part of the CFP classes at George Washington University. And before I started covering global meetings, I did a number of retirement seminars for a number of corporations here in the Washington, D.C. area. I was very fortunate to learn about the Federal Reserve early in my career. And I was very fortunate to learn about this concept of world government about 30 years ago. Somebody gave me this big fat book and said, you know, oh, we're going to have world government. Well, you know, I said, oh, okay. Now, at that time, nobody could explain to me what world government was, what it would look like, where it was, or if we were in it. Obviously, today we can do all those things. And that is what I have done, really, in the last 13 years. Covering global meetings has, much to my surprise, helped me understand not only the economic structure of the world, as well as the political structure, the changing structure, let's do that, change, but it has also helped me have a type of discernment as to where to place and how to invest client monies. And I hear the music.
You hear the music. Well, why don't you just hold that thought? We'll be back right after the advertisements to talk more about Joan Vian, about her experience in investing, and really, of course, what needs to be done today to preserve your wealth.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions: war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today is Joan Vian. She's talking about investing in difficult times. So, Joan, you pick up the story.
I would also say that as a financial advisor, I'm independent. I'm not part of what they call a full-service brokerage house like Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley. That means I don't have quotas with regard to the amount of stock that I need to sell or any other types of investments. I'm completely independent in what I recommend to my clients. I was very fortunate in 1996 to understand the repeal and what it would mean of the Glass-Steagall Act. And I remember sitting on a beach during one of my vacations back in 1996 reading a Bank for International Settlements document in which they were explaining that they wanted something called financial conglomerates. That is where a bank can offer stocks, bonds, mutual funds, insurance, you know, where it wouldn't have any of the rules and regulations of the Glass-Steagall Act. That's the big, broad understanding of what it was. They didn't put it in those words, but that's what they were saying. And so I started studying the Glass-Steagall Act. Now, the Glass-Steagall Act was put in place in 1933 by two congressmen, Glass and Steagall. And they basically studied the reason, whether or not it's the accurate and true reason, for why the stock market crashed. And they basically said, well, what we need to do is divide banks from offering brokerage services and bringing stocks to market and extending margin. And so they put this firewall in place in which there would be your local bank, which we know, that does, well, they used to do home improvement loans and car loans and mortgages and take savings deposits and do checking. And then you would have the investment companies like Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley who would bring new stocks and offerings to market. So America was protected, if you will. But what happened with the repeal of the 1933 Act is that in 1999 it was called H.R. 10, the Banking Modernization Act, and that's how it was marketed to everyone. In fact, I remember sitting down with then Congresswoman Helen Chenoweth and explaining to her, just as an example of some of the work I'd been doing, and she looked at me and she said, I thought it was good for the country. And here was somebody as concerned as Helen Chenoweth about the state of our country, and she was going to be voting yes for H.R. 10 until I talked to her about it. No, it wasn't about banking modernization. What it really did was it was the final nail in America's financial and economic sovereignty in that it allowed for foreign banks, brokerage firms, and insurance companies to come in and buy our banks, insurance companies, and brokerage firms. When you start hearing the word UBS Warburg or AXA Insurance or Scandia or some of the other names, those are all foreign companies that now own and are operating in America. So if you're going to have a world government system, if you're going to tear down the barriers between the nation states, then that means that everything is going to get merged or integrated, including the financial services. You know, the Asian crises. We all know the Asian crises. Wow, what happened? Something in Asia. Why did their currencies fall so badly?
You're well, about 1999, somewhere there.
Well, a little bit earlier, 1997, 96, 97, 98.
Okay.
And I did an extensive study on the banking crises in Asia, and what I found out is that there were major forces trying to get them to open up their banks, insurance companies, and brokerage firms to foreigners. And they did not want to do that because they knew it would ruin and it would be the end of their own financial sovereignty. And they said no. Those countries included Japan, Malaysia, Korea, and Thailand. And they basically said no. Well, what happened? Within a period of time, and it didn't take a whole long time, their currencies were crashed. Well, in a world governmental system where you have a private corporation like the Federal Reserve and all the other central banks of the world, if you don't do what they want you to do, they have ways of bringing you into compliance. So we see that there are ways to make countries bow to the pressures of a world governmental system. So what does this mean about managing money? Well, it means a lot because I've been there, I have an understanding, I have greater discernment, and I've caught a number of goals, global trends because of it. I recognize today that there are a lot of voices, there's a lot of confusion, and there's a lot of fear. If you have fear, it's because you don't understand the market, the players, and you don't understand the global trends. If I listened to one-tenth of the things that I get in my office, whether they come by email, whether somebody calls me, whether I hear it somewhere, if I believe one-tenth of everything I've heard over the last 12, 15 years, I would be a basket case. And my clients would have every right to leave me because I wouldn't know my head from my tail. What I would like to do is give you some guidelines and to give you some thoughts, some things that you ought to consider wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever your goals are. First, fear is from Satan. And Satan wants you to operate in and out of fear. If he can keep you in fear, he's got you in his realm, and he can then rape, rob, pillage, and destroy you, whether it's emotionally, financially, whatever way. Fear and faith do not mix. In order to get rid of fear, you should read your Bible more. If you don't go to church, you should start going to a Bible-believing church. But you cannot operate from fear. If you are going to live in this world and you are going to have a fruitful life, you've got to get rid of fear. And by the way, when you're in fear, you cannot make good, sound, rational decisions. So let's talk about some of those decisions. First, you should be asking God for his guidance and direction. Whenever you have a major decision or a minor decision, you should be saying, God, do I do this or do I do this? Show me, lead me, guide me, give me direction, give me information, but give me wisdom in making the right decision. Number two, you should develop your own level of investment understanding. My level of investment understanding did not come all at once. To be honest with you, I wasn't really taught it in school. Even teaching the CFP program didn't really give me what I needed. I would have to say that a lot of it came from my own study, from my own reading, as well as, of course, covering global meetings and reading documents that most people don't read, whether they come from the Bank for International Settlements or the G7 or the G8 or even the United Nations. I've written an economic newsletter for 21 years. People can subscribe to that newsletter, or they can even call me. I'll send you a sample newsletter. I'll be more than happy to do that, along with a brochure of the investment services that I offer. My advice is not free. This is how I make a living. Not only is knowledge power, but you have to pay for knowledge, especially if you want the right knowledge. As I mentioned earlier, you need to understand that the Federal Reserve is not federal and it has no reserves. It is a private corporation. It is run by a group of international bankers who literally control the monetary system of the world. Just ask people if the Federal Reserve is federal. You'd be surprised at the answers you get. I've asked many people who manage money, well, tell me, is the Federal Reserve federal? Is it part of government? And sometimes they'll say, gee, I don't know. Well, the bottom line is when you know what the Federal Reserve is, you have a whole lot of advice and information, and you can start listening with new ears and new understanding. Why? The Federal Reserve doesn't want you to know the truth. They make money, you know, buy low, sell high. That's only for insiders. Bernard Baruch, I mean, you know, I read his book on money. What a joke. He was an insider. He was part of the small group of insiders who determined when they were going to change the market cycles, whether or not they put more money in the banking system or took money out. And so when you understand what the Federal Reserve is, you can pretty much see through their mask. You know, TV would have you believe that the Fed is your friend. The Fed is not your friend. They are a facilitator of transfer of wealth from us to them, bottom line. Yes, regarding buy hold is a joke. We have free trade today. They say, oh, free trade. Well, let's talk for a moment about free trade. Since 1944, the barriers between the countries have fallen. In 1944, the economic barriers fell when they created the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. In 1945, the political barriers fell when they created the United Nations. In 1994, the trade barriers fell. They said, free trade, everything's going to be equal. No, it'll never be equal. Then the legal barriers fell in 1998, and other barriers have fallen since then, in which there are no barriers between the nation states. So let's just think about that for another moment. There are no barriers between the nation states. That means the big boys, instead of crashing individual markets, they can now skim off the top of the entire global market.
Well, Joan, why don't you hold that thought? We'll be back to it in just a moment. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, everything is determined by greed and fear. Greed and fear. We'll be right back. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Emotions will get you into real trouble. Joan, pick up the story.
We were talking before the break about Bi-Hold. Bi-Hold is such a joke. Let me give you an example. I remember years ago when I first was thinking about coming into this business, I sat down with a Merrill Lynch broker who was just trying to show me what a great world it was. And I asked her about how do you know when to sell, and she said, oh, well, you just buy and hold it. Well, no, no, that's not what you do. If you're going to if you're going to make money, you have to take the gain when you can. So let's take a look at what buy hold really is. And let's take a look at the example of a glass of root beer. You have the root beer itself, the liquid, and that forms pretty much the whole basis for all the fizz at the top. It could be fuzz, who knows, but the fizz at the top, okay? Buy hold investors are the liquid. And while the insiders and others, including myself, are taking the gains as you can get them, the people in the buy hold are holding. And how many people buy hold provides the basis for all the trading at the top. And so, you know, when you look at what Merrill Lynch tells their people, you can just listen to advertisements on TV and they'll say, I think it's Edward Jones, we believe in a buy hold philosophy. No, I don't. I don't believe in a buy-hold philosophy. I'm a trader. You take your gains. There's always something else. Believe me, there's always something else. And what we are seeing so often today anymore, with all the barriers between the nation states gone, and that's what we were discussing before the break, is that there's all these things that come up. And that causes markets to move. And as I said, with all the barriers between the nation states being gone, the big boys, the power movers, can basically just skim off all of the global markets at one time. Isn't that fascinating? Talk about free trade. You know, they never really told us what they really meant by free trade. It's for them, free trade. In a free trade market where they can just skim off the top, they don't necessarily have to crash the market 30 or 40%. They now can take 5 or 10% drops, you know, 3, 4, 5, 7 a year, 10 a year, whatever, and they can make a whole lot of money just that way. You know, people talk about crashing the market. Listen, it would be crazy, ludicrous for them to crash the market. They now have free trade. They now have the whole global market to trade off of. And the other thing is currencies. Many people say, oh, yeah, my house appreciated, you know, 100%. I mean, I think that's great. It sounds good. But their appreciation isn't because necessarily of where their house is or because of demand. A lot of that depreciation is due to the very fact that our currency changes in value. And many of you know that that started in 1971 when Richard Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard. I mean, what a fabulous way. Play the currencies. And when you play the currencies, you can pit one country against another country. I mean, how amazing. You know, everything now is supply and demand. Treasury Secretary Snow gave a speech a number of years ago, and I was at the G7 meeting in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he said something, and he said that the markets will determine the value of currency. I thought, what? You see, in my opinion, it is the strength of a country that determines the value of its currency. So the financial and economic and political strength of America would determine the value of our dollar. Here was the Treasury Secretary of the United States in a major meeting saying, no, the markets will now determine the value of currency. Well, if that's true, the markets will determine the value of everything, whether it's your mortgage, whether it's your car loan, whether it's gold.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Joan Dionne and talking about investing in troubled times like these.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutraceutical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Joan Vion. And Joan, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they're interested or get more information about the services you offer.
Thank you. You can call 301-371-0540, 301-371-0540. That's Vion Financial Services. I'll be more than happy to send you out a corporate brochure and a sample of one of our newsletters, and then we can talk at your convenience.
All right, fine. One more time, the telephone number.
301-371-0540.
All right, why don't you go right ahead and tell them a little bit more about what's going on today and how this whole system works, where the rich get richer and the rest of us get poor.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, that is seen not only in the changing value of the dollar, and there are a couple things I want to cover on that yet, but we were talking before the break about how everything is in the market. You know, our mortgages are in the market. They're sold in the secondary market. How many of us know who really owns our mortgage? We don't. Foreigners like, you know, pension plans, just like pension plans and insurance companies can buy our mortgages, just like they can now buy our car loans, our credit card loans. It's amazing. Everything. I have found that the value of everything is in the market and determined by the market. Whether it's gold or oil, gas, commodities, timber, you know, oats, hogs, It's all the whole value of everything we know is determined by the market. Many people say, well, gold's the place to be. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm saying you need diversification. The value of gold rises and falls just like every other investment. And I think that's what people need to know. We were talking about how currencies change. Well, let me go back to 1971. Back in 1971, when Richard Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard, you could take one of our dollars and you could buy at that point 3.65 Deutschmarks. The Deutschmark now is the euro, or has been turned into the euro. And you could buy 355 yen. Today, you're going to buy less than 1 euro. In fact, about 3/4 of a euro is what you're going to get for $1. In fact, we're losing money. It's not even a 1-to-1. We're losing 25 or 30% on top of it. And you're going to get about 120 Japanese yen. This is a drop since 1971 of anywhere from 66 to 70%. So think of that person born in 1971. They're now a young person, young family, have a career, trying to buy a house, or maybe they have a house. Every time they turn around, the value of their dollar has dropped, and it costs more to live. And they're on a constant treadmill. The rest of us have caught up. I mean, you know, but they never had a chance, literally, because from the time they were born, and anybody born in 71 on forward, they've been on a treadmill for their whole entire life. So you need to understand some of these things. You know, people say to me, well, you know, I don't believe in stocks. I'm very conservative, and they're very proud of it, too. I like my CDs, and I like my bonds, and my fixed investments. They're guaranteed. Yeah, right. Guaranteed at what? 3.5%. Bottom line is, when you have the devaluation of the dollar, when you have the higher cost of living just because of the lower dollar, which includes higher gas prices and everything else, getting vegetables to market wherever they may be, or products or cars all across the U.S., wherever they're going to be sold. It costs gas now, higher gas prices, and we're going to pay a higher cost overall. And so if you're only getting 3.5% on your money, sorry, people say, well, you know, I'm really conservative and that's too much risk. Well, you know, you can take your risk one of two ways. You can take your money, put it in a bank, and pat yourself on the back because you're not going to lose principal, but what you're losing is purchasing power. Or you can determine how much risk you want to take, and if you've got somebody who you can work with who knows what they're doing, you can make minimum 8% or 10%. This is not guaranteed. Can't do that. But you can make a higher return than just 3.5% guaranteed in bonds or whatever. So you need to know your risk tolerance, but you also need to know what kind of risk is there, because it's not just a loss of principal. It's a loss of purchasing power. I tell people who, when they retire, I say to them, well, I want you to know something. You're going to do well, and you're going to think you have a lot of money for about the first 5 years. And part of the reason for that is that many people start getting Social Security. And I am more than grateful to give them part of their Social Security monies every time I pay my employer taxes. However, I just hope there's somebody who's going to pay my Social Security when I'm ready. But the bottom line is they're going to see after 5 years inflation catches up, and all of a sudden they're going to start feeling the pinch. You should never borrow to get into gold or stocks or anything that you know might change in value to the point that you can't get your money back or what you borrowed. I have people who say, well, yeah, I borrowed to do this or I borrowed to do that. Well, if you don't have the money to do it to begin with, you shouldn't be borrowing. Then we have here in our hemisphere, many people are concerned about the coming Amero. We should probably take a very close look at what happened in Europe when they changed currencies. They went from 14, 15 different currencies to the euro. The bottom line is there was depreciation across the board. in order to integrate that many currencies, there were a lot of losers in order to come up with some winners. Is that going to happen here? Well, let's take a look. The Canadian dollar has reached a 30-year high against the American dollar. And in fact, they're worth just a little bit more than our dollar is worth right now. So when you take a look at the two largest countries in this hemisphere, Canada and America, having a currency almost equal to the same value, and then you start taking a look at bringing in Mexico and Central America and Latin America, it gets pretty scary, doesn't it? In order to merge our dollar with the peso, I think there's going to be a devaluation down. It's not going to be a devaluation up. All you have to do is look at the political climate in Latin America to know that it's not going to be favorable for us. Lastly, or it's not lastly, is America becoming a third-rate country? Well, you know what? Foreigners are still beating the doors to get into America. All right? Are we a third-rate country? We're not what we used to be. That is very, very, very apparent. But we're still not Iraq or Iran. We're still not Brazil. We're not Venezuela. Okay? We're not Guyana. We're not Guatemala. We are America. And so I think we need to recognize that we still have a lot of incredible growth. We are a strong country. Am I concerned about the value of the dollar? Absolutely. But that's all part and parcel of a world governmental system where everything that you and I own is subject to greater and stronger powers that have the ability to devalue so that there's a transfer of wealth going on continuously and constantly. How can we protect ourselves? Well, you know, I've mentioned some things about understanding the world, asking God for his direction, very, very important, getting knowledgeable so that if somebody, it doesn't have to be me, anybody, says to you, well, you need to go into this particular investment, you have the ability to say to them, well, what about this and this and this and this? And this way, you're a check on them as well. Buy hold is a joke. Buy hold is a joke. It's just a transfer of wealth. The fact that our currency changes has to tell us that we can no longer afford to keep our money at 3.5% or 4% or in bank certificates. The fact that all the value of all the commodities, everything is in the market, you know, that's pretty scary because it's supply and demand. Supply and demand. That can be pretty pretty scary. America? Well, America, you know, they say love it or leave it. And lastly, I have found this very interestingly in my years being in the investment field. How do you know where to invest? You know, Bernard Baruch did say buy low, sell high. However, one of the ways that you buy low is to identify what industry is at a 10, 15, 20, 25-year low. It's very interesting. 30 years ago when I married my husband, his family was in coal. And coal at that time was at a high. It was going strong. And my in-laws determined that, well, it's going to turn around one of these days, and we want to sell our firm while the coal market is strong. And they were able to do that. They were very smart to recognize that the coal would go down. Coal went down for 30 years. Guess what is one of the hottest investments within the last 3 years? Coal. Why? Oh, America is dependent on all this foreign oil. We have coal. Oh, yay. Wow, look. We have coal. Coal is going to be used for our power plants. It's going to be used for the nuclear power plants that they plan to build. So, you know, very interestingly, what was a dog of an investment is now one of the hottest investments and will be for a while. So I have seen in my 25 years of investing, that there are cycles, And one of the things that I also have observed is that I think these cycles are planned and managed. A couple years ago when the NASDAQ crashed, I happened to be doing some research, and I saw that defense stocks were an 18-year low. So I started to place client monies in defense stocks. They did very, very well for a while. Why? Well, you know, these big boys, they never want to duplicate anything twice. So you always have to be on your toes to determine when is the next cycle going to change, when is this cycle going to change, and where to move your money next. And so, Dr. Stan, these were just some of the things that I wanted to share in the 25 years of being in the investment field that I have seen and observed.
And, of course, that really is so true. I mean, they destroyed the nuclear industry 30 years ago. And, you know, uranium, nuclear fuel just did nothing. And then about 2 years ago it started. And I think uranium went from something like $4 a pound up to $120 a pound where it is today. I mean, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you couldn't give uranium away, and now, of course, it's one of the hottest items, and the uranium exploratory stocks have just gone through the roof.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, they've had a few of their own corrections here and there, but for the most part, they will be, you know, a key sector, I think, to invest in. Now, again, we're talking investment with moderation. This is not an advertisement or an endorsement of uranium or of coal. I'm just pointing something out. You know, you can go into these same things with many other areas and industries. I remember being in, I guess it was 1996. I was in a World Bank meeting. Back then when they had their annual meeting, they used to have all these different workshops. And I was in this workshop on telecommunications. Well, I didn't know anything about telecommunications per se, but I walked out of that meeting, I said, wow, I've got to put my clients in telephones. That's exactly what I did. Some of my clients doubled their money. And, of course, you know, telephones went out of favor and they crashed. But, again, if you held in telephones, it's been a very, very long wait for that money to come back. That's why it's important to recognize take gains as you get them. You know, I might not take 100% gain in something because I don't know if it's going to still go up. Sometimes I've been really fooled. So you just take maybe half and you move it into cash just to lock up. When the telecommunications sector did fall, I had a very small amount of client money still in the telecommunications sector because I'd been able to lock up all those gains. Am I a genius at all this? No. Uh-uh. I work very hard. And again, the people who run the world, they never, ever, ever do anything twice.
In other words, you don't look for the history. You try to anticipate the future.
Oh, absolutely. You try to, you know, I do a lot of research. I do a lot of research to anticipate, you know, looking at industries. And sometimes it's just through research that I happen on something. And sometimes it might be even a UN conference that I hear them say something. And I say, oh, wow, I'm going to check that out. But that's really, you know, how it's done for the most part. I mean, it is a big world. It's not just, you know, three or four or five sectors that are moving. You know, we are in a dynamic world. The bottom line is there are people who are pulling the strings at every turn, and literally they are skimming off the top of the world's markets. And I think if people understand these things, I think if they have knowledge, and again, if they operate in faith, not fear, that they will be not only happier, they will be able to make better decisions, and that is going to keep them as they go into retirement and throughout.
Well, why don't you get your telephone number out just one more time before we let you go?
All right. That number is 301-371-0540.
All right. Now, what about getting copies of your financial newsletter?
For a sample copy, they can call 301-371-0540. I'll send them a sample copy. It won't be the current newsletter because it's a double issue and pretty comprehensive. But we will get them something very reasonable along with information on Vion Financial Services.
All right, Joan. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. Our guest has been Joan Vion, who's a financial advisor, and she is advertising with Radio Liberty. But she's got a pretty good track record. Thanks so much, Joan. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedic Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And I just wanted to comment. There's some people that tell you don't be afraid to take the RFID, that don't be afraid to take the chip. They'll even send you free books. And all I would ask is, who's paying for the ads? Who's paying for the books? Who's paying for the postage? Why are they so concerned about convincing you it's all right to take the chip? Well, I'd simply ask you to think about that. And then, of course, let me remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. So if you'd like to help us, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you have not yet heard my talk on the financial tsunami, it's available on DVD or VHS. It comes with the syllabus. We talk about investing, and we tell you to diversify, diversify, diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, but you certainly want to be watching that basket, because I think we're moving into very difficult financial times. If you have not yet seen my talk, Iraq, the Untold Story, and basically it's the story of all of the senseless wars of the last century and the current senseless war we're sending our boys to die in, why, give us a call and you can get the DVD or the VHS, and that comes with a very good syllabus. We certainly recommend it. To put things into their spiritual perspective, my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, fairly new. We think it's quite good. It's available on VHS or on DVD, and that does come with the syllabus. And then, of course, the DVDs, the very professionally done DVDs by Chris Pinto, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, and Riddles in Stone. We'll give you the occult history of America. And then, of course, we recommend the DVDs. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version. Why? Because it simply demonstrates that people within the music industry, many of them are demonically possessed. There really is another dimension. There really are demonic beings that do actually possess people, even Christians. And, of course, the tragedy is that when these people have made a deal with the devil, why, it's pretty hard to get out of that. The devil is very generous. He will give you fame and prosperity and fortune, and but, of course, there is a price to pay eventually. We also have a excellent 4-tape or 4-CD set that replies to Rhonda Byrne's Promise in the Secret, which is being popularized by Ellen DeGeneres, by Oprah Winfrey, by Jim Carrey, by Jack Canfield, by Larry King. And, of course, it's called The Secret Behind the Secret. It is a 4-tape or 4-CD set. Millions of Christians are being swept up in this promise that you can have whatever you want. All you have to do is learn how to manipulate the universe with your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't so. What you're doing is opening yourself up to demonic possession. That's why the CD or tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret, is so important. Understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the Jesus
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our callers. And, of course, the views of our guest today, who is Galen Ross. And I've known Galen for a long time. He's been investigating many of the same things I have. We're going to be talking today about a video he has, and we carry it. It's called American Union 2005. And it is based upon footage that he was able to get from CNN of a meeting where David Rockefeller and a number of the men who rule the world were speaking about the desire for uniting America, doing away with our sovereignty. And one of the featured speakers was a man named David Rockefeller. Galen, thank you very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure being with you again, Stan. You're sounding a little bit better.
Well, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story?
Okay. This sort of goes back, well, it goes way back, but let's just take the intermediate past. In 1965, David Rockefeller founded an organization called Council of the Americas. And it was made up of representatives from every nation of North, Central, and South America except Cuba. And then on January 1994, NAFTA was completed. That was an agreement between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And then December 17, 2003, CAFTA, or the Central American Free Trade Area, was completed. And in this video, I have footage of Dick Cheney speaking to the Council of Americas 3 or 4 years ago. And in this speech, he was saying that we are on track to complete the free trade area of the Americas by January 1st, 2005. Well, he didn't make that. And the reason that they didn't make that that goal was because of a fellow named President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. He came into control of Venezuela, was elected president, and he saw what was going on, and with all the money that they were getting from oil, he decided to stop this creation of the American Union.
Gail, would you mind holding your telephone just a little further away from your mouth, and it'll come through better?
Okay, is that better?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Okay. And so he did get with the presidents of Brazil and Argentina, and they decided to form what they called a Bank of the South. And this Bank of the South was created to loan money to nations of North, Central, and South America, well, Central and South America, and to try to run the World Bank and the other international bankers out of these countries.
All right, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. Galen, we're going to be bringing some other stations on, so you can actually repeat a little of what you said for our audience, because they haven't heard it before.
All right.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iottconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
All right, Dr. Stan, and Galen got this film footage of David Rockefeller speaking before the Council of Americas. Pick up the story there, Galen.
They have, as the guest speakers, secretaries of the state. They have footage contained in this video of, I believe it's three of the secretaries of state talking about the creation of the Council of the Free Trade Area of the Americas by the year 2005. And in one of these meetings, three or four years ago, Dick Cheney was the guest speaker. And in his talk, he ended it by saying, we're on track to complete the Free Trade Area of the Americas by January the 1st, 2005. And, of course, they didn't make that, and one of the main reasons they didn't make it was because of President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. Now, if you listen to the mainstream news media here in the United States, they brand Hugo Chavez as a dictator, a communist, a friend of the president of Iran, a friend of Fidel Castro, a friend of the Chinese. Well, you don't know whether to believe the news media or not, because they're owned and controlled by the international bankers, and they put out disinformation on whoever they want to drive down, and so you really can't trust anything that comes out of the mainstream news media.
Well, again, I would simply point out That, of course, the tremendous financial success in China has all been created by the United States. And we've sent them literally hundreds of billions of dollars in loans or in direct investments. The great financial success of Russia today was created by the World Bank. And you need to read my last several newsletters. We cover that. Hugo Chavez is a friend of Fidel Castro, who was brought to power by our CIA and our State Department. And we have to pretend he's an enemy, but if you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we carry, you'll find that both of David Rockefeller's daughters are great admirers of Fidel Castro and go down frequently to visit with him in violation of the embargo we have on travel there, and nothing's ever done to them. In fact, Fidel even came up to visit with David Rockefeller, I think it was in 1995. And, of course, if you haven't seen my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, at the time that the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power, you need to get it and to realize that everything you've ever been told about Fidel Castro is a lie. They always knew he was a communist. They brought him to power because he was a communist, and they used the same techniques to bring him to power that they used to bring the Sandinista to power in Nicaragua, the Ayatollah Khomeini to power in Iran, and of course we kept the mullahs in power, but we can't let the American people know that. They're supposed to be the enemy. We are always funding the best enemy money could buy. So pick up the story there, please, Galen.
Yeah, now, let's the best way to get to the root of things is to ask questions. And the first question I would ask is, why are we isolating Cuba? Or is it because they're communist? Well, we do business all the time with the biggest communist country in the world, China. And the second biggest economically is Russia. So that can't be the reason. I don't know why we don't do business with Cuba. There's no rationale behind the idea of saying, well, he's a communist, so we can't deal with him.
Well, I think that you have to have an enemy. You know, you can rally the people behind our leaders who are going to protect us from the wicked enemy, whether it be the wicked Fidel Castro or the wicked Osama bin Laden living in a cave in Pakistan, who is directing an effort to destroy the United States from his cave over there in Pakistan. So that's why we need to have more government laws and regulations and spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year for military and fight wars all over the world to protect us from Osama bin Laden and the likes of Fidel Castro.
And we don't even know that Osama bin Laden is still alive. Or we don't even know that he had anything to do with the 9-1-1 attack. They say that he did, but who do you believe?
Well, I think maybe you could believe the FBI. Go to the FBI 10 Most Wanted page. Google that in on your computer. FBI 10 Most Wanted. Look there. No mention at all of his being wanted for the World Trade Center. He's wanted for the bombings in Africa, but not the World Trade Center. I guess the FBI has never been told that Osama bin Laden was responsible for 9-1-1.
Well, while we're talking about the FBI, back before Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, the FBI followed him everywhere he went. They tapped his phones. They put out vicious rumors about him that he was a womanizer, that both black and white women were waiting in line to sleep with him. They tried to make him out to be a communist, and just on and on. And there were Senate hearings in 1975, I believe it was the Frank Church hearings, where the head of the FBI was been testifying, and they admitted, and I have copies of the minutes of this hearing, where the FBI admitted that they put out these false rumors about Martin Luther King. And they would hire good-looking black ladies to work in the same office with Reverend King, and hoping he would hit on them, and he never did. And so, I have the minutes of these meetings where they admitted that. So how can you believe the FBI?
Well, you really can't. In fact, we can't believe much of anything we read in the newspapers, see on television, or hear on radio. We have to go to the original source material or find people we can trust. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so they have put down Hugo Chavez. We don't know whether he's a nice guy or a bad guy. He certainly has met with Fidel Castro and with the president of Iran and with the leaders of China. But our State Department has also met with these same people. So are they communist or are they bad?
I have a feeling that President Ahmadinejad of Iran is playing a part. I mean, it looks like it came from Central Casting someplace, and he's the man, of course, who's challenging America. You know, you attack us, we're going to destroy you. It's, you know, it's just like a little mouse going up against an elephant. Why would a mouse go against an elephant? Well, no rational mouse would, unless, of course, he had been primed to do it. Ahmadinejad is playing a part. And I
don't know whether he's reading a script or not.
I think he's reading a script. I think that it's all planned to draw us into a devastating war with Iran, and I hope and pray I'm wrong. But go ahead.
And we're talking about that region. If you have a computer, you can go onto the internet and do a search for the words the number two British soldiers, comma Basra, Basra, and you'll find that. Back in, I believe it's 2002 or 2003, the Iraqi police arrested two guys in this civilian car. They were dressed in Arab dress, and once they got them out of the car, they found the car was just loaded down with explosives and timers and remote devices, and they had submachine guns and automatic pistols, and it turned out that they were British soldiers. And so they arrested them, took them to a local jail, and shortly after that, the British troops attacked the jail and got them out and brought them to safety. And so are the car bombings in Iraq, are they caused by the British MI6? Are they caused by the Israeli Shin Bet or the Mossad? Are they caused by the American CIA? We don't know. There's another bit of evidence along that line that there was a Iraqi fellow who was stopped by an American soldier and made to get out of his car, and they took his driver's license and searched his car, and then they took him into the building. And he was in there for a while, and then they finally said, okay, now you can go, but you're going to have to go to a local or certain police station to pick up your driver's license. Well, he went out and got in his car and was driving off, and he noticed that it felt a lot heavier than when he hit a chug hole. It reacted differently, and so he stopped and checked it out, and it was full of explosives. So someone had loaded his car with explosives, and he was supposed to go to this Iraqi police station, and then they would trigger this explosive and blow it up. And so it makes you wonder about what is really going on in Iraq.
Well, we know, for instance, with the Irish Republican Army, the number two man of the Irish Republican Army, who is killing British soldiers and civilians, happened to be a British agent.
Yes.
The man who was in charge of torturing and killing people for the Irish Republican Army was also a British agent. And for years he was killing other British agents to demonstrate how loyal he was to the IRA. These are the oldest tricks in the world. Is that going on in Iran? In Iraq today? We don't know, but we do know, I know both of the stories that Galen is talking about, and they're accurate. If you want them verified, we'll be glad to get the information for you.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Galen Ross. Galen, go ahead, pick up the story from there.
Okay, if you say, well, our government wouldn't get involved in something like that, all right, well, go on the Internet and do a search for Operation Northwood, and you'll find a highly classified document that has been declassified, and it will tell the plan by General L.L. Lemster, I believe it's 1963 or 62.
1962, November, I believe.
Yeah, 62, where he put forward a plan to justify the invasion of Cuba. And he said, and I'll have to paraphrase it, but we could sink an American ship, or we could say that and say that Cuba did it, or we could just say that that Cuba sunk one of our ships, or we could shoot down one of our planes or and say Cuba did it, or we could just say Cuba shot down one of our planes, or we could take an American fighter jet and decorate it up with the insignia of Cuba and have it fly alongside of a American airliner and have people witness this, and we could have terrorist events in Florida or in New York City and Washington and blame all this on Cuba.
All right, now the Operation Northwood, you can get that on the internet, or it is actually part of our syllabus on Iraq, the Untold Story, and you'll get the complete text. But you can pull it down off the internet. It was classified top secret for a while. It was declassified. And you see that they really do plan to create incidents to justify wars. They wanted to invade Cuba in 1962 because of the failed Bay of Pigs, not realizing, of course, it was supposed to fail. The men were sent in to die, but the military didn't know that. They thought that they'd really been sent in to succeed and betrayed by the president. Those men were sent in, of course, to die. They were promised air cover. They were promised supplies. Neither one of them were provided. They could have been. And I don't think that John Kennedy had anything to do with that. That was all controlled by the man who ran the whole operation, a man named McGeorge Bundy, member of Skull and Bones, Council on Foreign Relations, one of that elite who rules our nation. He was the chairman of the National Security Council. So what Galen says is absolutely right. If you doubt that they plan to kill people to justify wars and kill Americans, Operation Northwood, it's available in John, one of Mr. Bovard's books, which we do carry, or you can get it, Operation Northwood by itself, or I recommend it as part of our syllabus on Iraq, the Untold Story. Go right ahead to give it.
Yeah, and I really believe that John Kennedy shot that plan down. In fact, he was pretty hot about that whole Bay of Pigs operation. In fact, he fired the head, most of the top officials within the CIA.
Right.
And a number within the Department of Defense over that.
And, of course, he shot down Operation Northwood. They took it to him for his permission, and he wouldn't go along with it.
And when things like this happen, doubt what you're hearing, doubt what you're reading, and then start researching it. See if you can prove it right or wrong. Doubt what I say, and see if you can prove me wrong. I don't think you can, but you shouldn't take my word for it. Go out and find out yourself and do your own research. But you'll spend a lot of time to get to the point where Dr. Stan and I have reached. We've been down a lot of muddy roads to find where we are today.
We sure have, haven't we? Okay, go right ahead here. We got about a minute before I...
Okay, this video, and it's only available right now in VHS video. Later on, I'll do it in DVD and make it available to Dr. Stan. But you will find our own leaders talking about this sort of thing.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, the video we're talking about is American Union 2005. And then you hear Dick Cheney, two or three secretaries of state, and then David Rockefeller, the single most powerful man in America, talking about, and quite a bit of footage on David Rockefeller talking about this idea of an American Union. Now, of course, today they say, oh, we don't want an American Union, we want a North American community. We're not trying to give up sovereignty. Ladies and gentlemen, they're simply lying because they know the American people don't want to give up their sovereignty, so they have to lie.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Galen Ross. Galen, would you like to get your website out, your telephone number?
Yeah, the website is www.4rie.com. That's 4rie.com. And the toll-free number is 800-410-5571. But I suggest that any of my material that you purchase it from Dr. Stan, because he's one of my partners in this act. And now let's talk about this North American Union. Part of the agreement was there's plans to create an international highway from deep in Mexico all the way up into Canada, and it would be hundreds of feet wide, multi-lanes in both directions, and it's designed so that there'd be no customs, that the trucks from Mexico can go all the way to Canada and not be stopped by anybody for any reason, and it'd be driven by the Mexican truck drivers. So we don't know how qualified these drivers are or the condition of these trucks that they'll be hauling this material in. So it's going to greatly increase the risk that you take when you get out on the highways. And you can do a search on that and see the route of the highways and what their plans are, but they never talk about this openly to the public. It's all behind the curtain, but it's going on, and you need to know about it, and you need to resist it. You need to tell everybody that, first of all, learn as much as you can about it, and then tell everybody that'll listen to you.
Well, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about your video on the North American Union? Of course, the title of the video is, let's see, American Union 2005. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about what David Rockefeller was saying and some of the other people in that very excellent video.
Yeah, David Gergen is another one of them that I include in this video, and he's in his talk, he talks about when George Herbert Walker Bush was president, that in several of his speeches, he talked about, used the term New World Order. And when he did that, the people in the audience started becoming alert and got disturbed. And so behind the scenes, they decided they need to quit using the term New World Order because it's exciting the public. And so they adopted the term globalization, but globalization exactly equals New World Order. So when you read the term global union or global environment or global architecture or global economy, it's all directly equals New World Order. And so when they use that term, people don't get excited about it. Oh, this is normal. This is part of just the natural flow of economics in the world, and they don't realize that there's a plan to economically and politically dominate the entire world.
And, of course, to impoverish the American people. That's what's so hard for the average American to understand.
And
they really want to export our jobs, to export our wealth, to export our factories, to bring in people as the illegal immigrants to work at lower rates, so that if you lose your job, you're going to have to go out and compete against the illegal immigrants or against the other immigrants they're going to bring in who work for a third of what you traditionally will. And, of course, we've seen this with the automotive industry, and the people there who are making $70 an hour are making maybe $16 now. That's with benefits, $10 an hour, and then another $6 or $8 in benefits. And they're probably going to grind them down even further, down to the same wage level that they have in China. And people say, that could never happen here. Or at least, or they can say, well, I've got my pension. I don't have anything to worry. I'm all set up. My investments to get me through. But they will not if they simply devalue the dollar. And, of course, I fear that with the coming war, I think I'm going to use that as a justification to simply tank the dollar and to lose 30, 40, 80% of its value. And that way we can impoverish the elderly. And everybody, of course, will be totally dependent upon the government at that time. And there will be no resistance at all to their plan for the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. But go ahead, Galen. What else do we have there in that video?
I started off by giving the evolution of the European Union, and which was the first phase, and then I talk about the creation of the African Union. A lot of people don't know that the African Union was created. And on July the 11th, 2000, 53 nations of Africa met together, and all of the leaders of those 53 nations signed an agreement to create what they now call the African Union. There's one peacekeeping force, one central bank, one court of justice, one currency. And now you see these problems in many nations in Africa. You'd think that, now this would be the responsibility for the African Union. If they're there, they should go in there and quell these disturbances or stop all these murders and all stop all this genocide. Well, it's really a paper tiger. It was created just so that they can control Africa. And the elite want to gain access to all the vast minerals and natural resources of Africa, and and they want to depopulate Africa. That's the reason they send HIV over there.
And of course, we're not treating it on the malaria. We're letting them die. We've let almost 100 million people die of malaria in the last 33 years since we banned the use of DDT, which now they've decided isn't so bad, and they've killed off 20 or 30 million with AIDS, totally unnecessarily. And, of course, they're letting all sorts of diseases run rampant over there, and then they have their wars in Ethiopia and at Darfur and Rwanda and the Congo. And, of course, we're not doing anything to stop any of these wars. That's how you depopulate the continent. You kill hundreds of millions of people. Go ahead, Galen.
And another thing they've done is have what I believe they call it the Terminator Seed or something like that, where they'll take corn and treat it so that you can plant the corn seed and it'll grow a stalk of corn, but the seeds that are on a stalk of corn will not reproduce. You can't plant them and grow another batch of corn. So they cause the agricultural economy in Africa to rapidly degrade because of these Terminator seeds. And it's just one thing after another that if everyone in the world really knew the truth about all the bad things that are going on, I can't imagine that I wouldn't get very excited about it and would demand that all this stuff should come to a stop.
Well, because, you know, they're having the worst drought in 100 years in the Ukraine. They're having the worst drought in 100 years in Australia. There's a terrible drought in southeastern United States. Suddenly the honeybees are just disappearing, and nobody can figure why. The incidence of diseases, Alzheimer's disease and autism, and so many of the diseases that affect the minds of our children and our elderly are increasing dramatically. But aw shucks, nobody in government knows why. There are all sorts of new diseases. The Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Gulf War illness. Nobody can figure where they come from. Or Jellin's disease. Aw shucks, where do these diseases come from? They got laboratories where they make new diseases, just like they can genetically engineer crops. They can genetically engineer disease. Why would anybody want to do that? Because there are people who have a different worldview. Go ahead, Galen.
Yeah, and are these droughts, is that Mother Nature, or is that something like HARP up in Alaska?
Well, we know anybody would like to see the pages from Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, written in 1970, where he talks about how in the future we'll be able to create storms and droughts and chronic disabling diseases when we have it. 1970, the book Between Two Ages, the author Zygmunt Brzezinski, who was chosen by David Rockefeller to create the Trilateral Commission 3 years later. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and so this HARP is, what do you know about it? But it's an antenna array with a bunch of electronic gear tied to it. But this antenna array is a billion watt antenna array, a billion watts, and they can broadcast this in any direction. They can bounce the signal off the ionosphere down to any location they want to. They can send signals at any frequency they want to, and if they send a signal at something like 50 to 70 hertz, that's, I believe that's just the frequency the human body works on. And so if they do that, what are they causing the human body to do?
Well, of course, they can actually heat the ionosphere, change the direction of the jet flow. They can actually change the weather. They know how to do it. And the question is, are these drops man-made, or are they made by the enemies of humanity? But the information is all classified in the name of national security. No one dares talk about it.
And you can't go to HARP and knock on a door and say, hey, what are you guys doing in here? forcery, first of all, you can't get very close to it.
Yeah, the same thing is true of chemtrails. A lot of people don't believe they're there. We've got all sorts of information. There's a great deal in the scientific literature about it and how it's being used to influence global warming. So on one hand, they're creating a problem, and the next one they're saying why we've got a deindustrialized society to take care of the problem we've created. Go right ahead.
And so we have problems created by people within our own government that are harming the citizens of this country and all other countries around the world. And it bothers me that someone even thinks about creating things like landmines or poisonous gases or nerve gases. Why would you even think like that? That you would create something that would cause terrible harm and suffering to someone? You've got to be demented. You got to be evil to even think like that. But we have people within our government that are doing it all the time. The CIA, for example, has been involved in human mind control since 1947. And there's a lot of documentation out there about this. In fact, you can write to the Freedom of Information letter to the CIA and request 3 CDs that they make available to you. And it contains, these 3 CDs contain over 20,000 documents about the MK Ultra and the other mind control programs that that were conducted by the CIA.
Actually, we offer those. We have it on one CD, and it has, I think, 17 or 18,000 formerly top secret documents.
Yeah, and so after the World War II, they had the Nuremberg trials, and they were saying all these terrible Germans that have conducted human experiments. They've made lampshades out of human skin and all this sort of thing. Well, actually, there was another government project called Operation Paperclip, where at the end of World War II, both the Russians and Americans were anxious to get in there and get their hands on the German scientists, particularly those that were involved in ballistic missiles and human mind control projects. And
human bacteriological warfare
experiments, right? All sorts of weapons of mass destruction. They wanted to get their hands on all that. And so there were some like 750 German scientists that were brought into this country under Operation Paperclip. And when they first went to clear these people to get them to come in the United States, they were rejected. Because when they looked at their resumes, they said, we can't have people like that in this country. And so CIA got involved in it, and they doctored all these resumes, and then when they resubmitted them again, they said, oh, well, these are nice guys. Bring them on in.
But they put a paperclip on them. If they had a paperclip on the application, then they got in automatically.
That's right.
That's why they call it Operation Paperclip. And the fact that most people have never heard of it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
Yeah, so we have another thing that disturbs me is the CIA is directly involved in many very terrible things like assassination of leaders of countries around the world. And this is, well, just to give you some examples of that, on June 27, 1954, these are all done directly or indirectly by the CIA. Jacob Arbenz Guzman, the president of Guatemala, was assassinated. January 1761, Patrice Lumumba, prime minister of Republic of Congo, was assassinated. November 1, 1963, Ngo Dinh Diem, president of South Vietnam, was assassinated. January 17, 1973, Salvador Allende, the president of Chile, was assassinated. 1965, John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated. May the 9th, 1978, Aldo Moro, president of the Christian Democratic Party in Italy, who's going to be the president of Italy, was assassinated.
Well, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. But it's unfortunate, but all of these things are true. There really are people out there, professional assassins. There's a gentleman who blew up an airliner, killed everybody on board, Cuban airliner. He's here in America, Venezuela, been trying to have him extradited. I guess it was a Venezuelan airliner. And he's going around free. You want the documentation on that? We have it. Why would we allow a terrorist to live openly and free here in the United States?
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and the video we've been talking about is American Union 2005, and there you'll see Dick Cheney and the Secretaries of State and David Rockefeller talking about the necessity for an American Union by 2005. They've moved the date up to 2010 now, but understand that anybody who tells you this is all paranoia is either uninformed or they're trying to deceive you. And it all fits into a pattern. We were talking today about the assassination of world leaders. That's covered in an excellent book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman, which we carry. And we have a 4-tape set of interviews with Mr. Perkins economic hitmen. If you've never heard about Operation Paperclip, where we brought many of the Nazi war criminals to the United States after the Second World War and helped 10,000 escape to South America, the CIA, MI6, and the Vatican, certain subversive elements within the Vatican, through the RAT line, R-A-T line, the four tapes, that is, Operation Paperclip. The book, CIA Doctors, talks about how American doctors have been actively engaged in creating mental illness and associated personalities, and then to cover that, they organized these false memory syndrome organizations all across the country, saying, oh, all these people who think that they've been satanically abused, or, well, that's all a false memory. And who organized that? Why, the CIA organized the false memory syndrome movement. We do carry the CD with 17 or 18,000 documents on it from the CIA. We have a book called Mind Control, one called Mass Control. We have a four-tape set on genetic engineering, on HARP, on chemtrails. We actually have two four-tape sets on that, and we have a book called Weather Warfare. We'll take you into the background of HARP and, of course, the weather modification and what we really know today scientifically about the chemtrails. They're real. What they are, we're not entirely sure. And they may have multiple purposes, and some of these may yet to be apparent. Anyway, the book Weather Warfare is really excellent. And you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And look at all the various items we have on all of these various subjects. But understand, behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces moving the world towards a one world government, a new world religion, and a new world leader. And I believe that much of this is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And I believe that there are going to be terrible, terrible things happen to America because the Christian church here is not speaking out. Our leaders, our Christian conservative leaders, are not warning the American people and are telling them, all you have to do is just sit back and relax because you're going to get raptured before anything bad happens. Well, the Christians in Germany believe that under Adolf Hitler. And if you have never read the book by Erwin Lutzer called Hitler's Cross, about how they used Romans 13 in Hitler's Germany to neutralize the Christians, you need to get the book, Hitler's Cross. All of the items available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for God's mercy on this nation. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival, although I don't see any evidence of it, but we should pray for it. And then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
news on the Information Radio Network. I'm Hope Duggar. Officials in Charleston, South Carolina have not nailed down the cause of the fire that killed 9 firefighters, but do say arson is not suspected. And why did so many die? The fire chief says there's no indication his men did anything wrong. He says they did exactly what they were trained to do. Meantime, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow says President Bush is mourning the loss of the 9 firefighters.
It was the deadliest such incident in 35 years. Once again, calls into memory the heroism of people who, on a routine basis, place their lives at risk so they can save others.
The massive flooding that swept parts of North Texas is now blamed for 6 deaths. The latest